Questions 1 to 4.
You'll hear a journalist interviewing Geoff Thompson, a British sportsman.
Good evening, Geoff.
Hi.
Perhaps you could tell me a bit about your background. Where are you from exactly?
Well, I was actually born in 1958, up in the north of England. My parents came to live in Britain after the war.
Sounds great.
We moved south to London after that. We were completely broke, and I did all sorts of odd jobs to try and make money.
Goodness, how dramatic.
But I was lucky. I discovered karate.
Ah, how exactly?
There was a school trip, nothing special really, but we went to this sports centre, and I just thought, that's for me.
Just like that?
Yep. Anyway, I started training. I found myself a Japanese coach, and things just happened. I found it came naturally to me, and I worked my way up till I found myself in Taiwan for the World Championships. That was in 1982.
And you won?
Yeah. Suddenly, I was world heavyweight champion. It was great.
And you were world champion at that weight 5 times in all?
Yeah, that's right.
And then you retired?
Well, I didn't have much choice.
And now you've got other projects on the go all around the country and even abroad.
Yeah. We're going from strength to strength.
Question 5 to 8.
You will hear a man telephoning to ask about a job in a hotel.
Hello, West Bay Hotel. Can I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'm ringing about your advertisement in the Evening Gazette.
Is that the one for temporary staff?
That's right. Could you tell me what kind of staff you're looking for?
We're looking for waiters at the moment.
Right. What are the hours of work?
There are 2 different shifts. There is a day shift from 7 to 2 and a late shift from 4 till 11.
What about time off?
You get 1 day off.
Do you know what the rates of pay are?
Yes, I've got them here. You get £5.50 an hour, and that includes a break.
Oh, good. Yes, so let's see. I get £231 a week.
You'd also get tips. Our guests tend to be quite generous.
Is there a uniform? What about clothes?
Yes, I forgot to mention that. You need to wear a white shirt, just a plain one, and dark trousers.
One last thing. I don't know what the starting date is.
Just a minute. I think it's sometime around the end of June. Yes, the 28th, in time for the summer.
That's great. I'm available from the 10th. Well, thanks very much for your help.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Questions 9 through 12.
Listen to part of a conversation at a university library.
Hi, May I speak to the archives librarian?
I'm the archives librarian. What can I help you with?
Well, actually, I'm not a student here.
Are you the... Sorry, I don't remember your name, but the librarian over there asked me about giving someone access to the Jacobson collection. Is that you?
Yes, that's right. See, my paper is on the development of the coal mining industry.
Did your librarian explain what our system is here?
A little. She told me to make sure I brought my college ID so I could get in the door.
Yes, well, I'll need to take a copy of it, too. Even our own students who look at items from our archive collections have to leave a copy of their ID with us. You'll also have to sign into the archives room whenever you enter and sign out whenever you leave. There's a desk, you know, for security.
I'll be careful.
Thank you. The other thing is, the things in the Jacobson collection are over 100 years old, so I'll have to ask you to wear special gloves while handling the books. Also, I'm afraid you won't be able to photocopy anything.
I figured that. Can I, take a picture or something?
Well, I can't let you take a picture, but we have scans, images of all the pages in the collection.
Well, I guess given how rare these things are... Okay, so you want a copy of my ID, and then can you tell me how to get to the archives room so I can get started?